Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Shmeine Shratzim hu amudim b'Taira. The eight Shratzim mentioned in the Taira. What are the eight Shratzim mentioned in the Taira? Well, you may want to take out a Chumash. Open up the Parashas Shmini, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasik Chav Tes. Mezelechem HaTamei, B'Sheretz HaShoyretz Ala Aretz. These are the contaminated ones among the teeming animals that teem or crawl on the earth. They are HaCholed V'HaAchbar V'HaTzav L'mineyu, V'HaNokav V'HaKoyach V'HaLetov V'HaChoymet V'HaTinshamis. Now, what exactly these are, there are many different shitas, but for the most part, the Mefarshim Taich as follows. Achbar is a mouse, Tzav is a toad or a turtle, HaNokav is a hedgehog, Koyach is a chameleon. Well, that's something in the lizard family. Halata is the standard lizard. Chaymet is a snail. Hatin Shemes, that's a mole. So what is the din in regard to these small shatzin? Ela hatmeim lechem b'chalasheretz kol anegeyabem. Anyone who touches them b'moysam yitma ad ha'arav. Let's see if you can answer this question. When I was in fifth grade, my Rebbe asked, how could you have truma and a mouse runs over it, and yet the truma does not become tame? And the boy started answering different things, that there was something in between the mouse and the tame. The mouse didn't touch it, and maybe the truma never became wet, so it wasn't hukshru lekabel tuma. Finally, the Rebbe said, well, take a look at the pasuk again. It's only these eight shrotzim after they die. Look, the mouse was running across the truma, it didn't die. Be it as it may be, what is the din in regard to Hilchis Shabbos? Zakt the Mishnah. Hatzadan, if you trap them, v'hachoyvel den, or if you bruise them, chayiv yirchayiv. If you trap them, you're chayiv, because these are types of animals, types of creatures that are normally trapped. And if you bruise them, you're chayiv, because they have a skin. And because they have a skin, the Bat Tanur explains, because they have a thick hide, it's the chabura she'ena chazeris. That means when the blood goes in, it doesn't really come back out. It stays there. So why is he chayiv? Which malach is he over if the blood stays in the hide? So some say he's chayiv for mefarik. He's separating the blood from the flesh, and it's a tolda of threshing, of dash. Remember dash? Separating the kernels from the grain, and we said there's chita, where you separate the juice from the fruit. So here too, you're like separating the blood from the inside, and now it's in the hide. Some say, because it has a hide, it gets colored with the blood that stays inside, and is chayiv because of tzoveya. Okay, so that's in regard to the eight shrotzim. What about ushar shkotzim urumasim? What about other vermin or crawling things? For example, says the Bat Tanur, worms, the chalazain, scorpions, the din is a chayvul behen. If you bruise them, potter, because they don't have skin. Hatzadan, if you trap them, litzairach, if you trap them for a purpose, meaning to say, you want to use these things, chayiv your chayiv. However, shaloi litzairach, if he doesn't trap it for a purpose, if he has no need for it, why is he trapping it? He's trapping it because he doesn't want it to hurt anyone, he doesn't want it to bother anyone. But according to this sheet, and that would be the sheet of Rav Shimon, potter, he would be potter. According to Rav Shimon, it would fall under the category of a malacha shein tzarach legufa. When the Torah asked for trapping, it was trapping something to use it. Here he's talking trapping it, but he's not trapping it to use it. Vayitra is like the Mishnah, chai v'oif shebet eshusai. Chai is like a deer. Oif, birds, that are already in his reshus. They're not going anywhere. Hatzadan, if he traps them, potter is potter. Because they're already trapped. He trapped a trapped animal. But one who bruises them, chayiv is chayiv, because they do have a skin. The Bat Tanura concludes that in our Mishnah, where we say you're chayiv for bruising, that's only if he needs the blood. But if he only did it maliciously, despite the fact that it was tzar b'lechayim, you're not allowed to do it, in regard to Hilchos Shabbos, he would be potter, because kol ha-mekalkalim are peturim. Again, it doesn't mean you're allowed to do it, it just means that it would be potter on a carbon chatas. So, quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we said there are the eight shrotzim. Trap them, or make a bruise in them, your chayiv. Other shkotzim ramasim, if you bruise them, your potter, because they have no hide. If you trap them, it depends. If you're trapping it because you want it, then you're chayiv. If you're trapping it because you just want to keep it trapped and stay away from people, you would be potter, chayiv oif in your reshus. If you trap it, you're potter, because they're trapped anyway. But if you bruise them, being that they have a skin, he would be chayiv.